Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Jared Cook joins us now. And Jared, welcome to the set. This is your first time on the show. The last time I saw you was preseason. Mm-hmm. Now here we are, week 15. What has that transition been like as a member of the Oakland Raiders?
It's been pretty tight. You know, I've enjoyed getting to know the fellas here, getting to know the coaching staff, and being able to play some games with these guys. It's been a fun season.
You're not exactly the rah-rah type. You lead by example. How do you feel when it comes to stepping into a new team? You're an immediate leader and making sure you get the message across to some of the younger guys.
You know, I just look at it like this is your job. This is what you're here to do. This is what they pay you to do. So why not put a good stamp and leave a good legacy for what it is that you do? Everything that you put out there on the field and everything that you work so hard for, you're supposed to have pride in. So let that be shown when you line up on Sundays and even in practice.
Despite the team's ups and downs, you've been having a great season. What is it about a member of the Silver and Black? Just do you feel like you're really embracing the role here and being a member of this offense?
I just try to do everything that's asked of me. I try to give Derek a clear interpretation of what we're going to see on Sunday or how I want things run. So I do all I can to communicate. That way there's no backdraft or lull when we get out there on Sundays. It's just playing fast. So him and Coach Bobby Johnson have been very influential in my growth here, very influential.
So usually we do five questions here where we get to know you a little bit. But I want to know a little bit more about a company that you founded in Nifty Genius, because I went to niftygenius.com, and it's a really, really nice website. The clothing there, the style. Tell me a little bit about your involvement.
So I'm a founder of it. It was I put together this idea to have an online men's lifestyle website for men. It's like a one-stop shop for men. Women have everything under the sun and many websites like it, but men, it's very few and far between. So it's a lifestyle website. Men can go in there and get whatever they need: couches, socks, apothecary, toothbrushes, classic cars, antique watches, different things. It's just for like for pretty much all ages.
Jared, because you are a man of fashion and you have really good taste, we're going to go through a couple of your looks and then some of your teammates' looks, and you can break them down for me. So this is obviously you arriving at the stadium. I immediately see a Louis Vuitton. Am I right on that? Okay. So that's like a nice, what do you call that, a merce, a clutch?
A grip.
Grip. Yeah. Okay, good. And then I also see the Jordans, which are like a throwback.
Yeah, Jordans is always a fashion piece, as long as you got good ones on. I wouldn't kind of dress down for this game, though. You know, I got the army fatigues on.
And camo's in.
Yeah, you know, war ready. You know.
I kind of feel like camo's always in, to be honest with you. Just like ripped jeans. I
love
ripped jeans. They never go out of style. This is a nice, clean look, and it kind of takes you back to the 70s a little bit with the tie-dye.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, just a life shirt, like you said, with the ripped jeans and the Nikes. Just kept it simple on this day as well.
And a nice necklace there.
Necklace, a couple of wrist pieces as well.
Okay, here we go. So explain to me what Jalen's rocking right now.
My man's got on the jersey. It's the Hustle Gang jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Looking swollen stuff, mm-hmm. You know, with the cute dog tats out. And then he got on the matching camo shorts. Look like he ready to go swimming to a pool party.
It does seem a little bit Miami to me,
or
screams summer. Oh, Giorgio.
Does this not just
scream Italy?
That's European all the way, man.
It also screams Moraga. So it's Italy meets Moraga. Is this his look all the time?
Oh, no question. He got the quilted diamond fabric jacket on. He in there.
I feel like he needs like a chocolate lab with a matching quilted jacket. That's what this one says to me. Wow. This takes me back to junior high school.
This is middle school for me.
Middle school.
Yeah, for sure.
Tommy Hilfiger. I mean, do you think he's buying this now, or this is just something he had in his closet?
Tommy coming back a little bit.
It is? Okay.
A little bit, you know. You know, a lot of old fashions coming back now, but that's a dope fit. He got the AIs on, the classic AIs, the Bethel High School colors.
Kind of a destroyed jean.
Yeah, for sure.
Rocking the skinny pant, which when you have big thighs is not an easy thing to do.
It's not easy at all.
But he's pulling it off.
Yes.
This is Hollywood. I mean, this is straight up. My future is bright. I've got my shades on. I've got my shirt open. Check out the Louis belt.
You know, he ready. He's in Miami. That's not a home game. That's a Miami game.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you know what? This makes more sense. This is actually perfect.
That's exactly where he's at.
I mean, when you are like getting dressed, ready to go, packing your bag, if you're going to Miami,
you gotta have it right.
Okay, is that it? We've reached the end of it, unfortunately, because we could go all day. Best of luck.
For sure.
Obviously, week 15, thank you so much for coming in with Nifty Genius.
Yes.
We've got to go to niftygenius.com right now
That's
so you
right.
can buy all your holiday gifts.
That's right.